Well, that was an unmitigated disaster. No, actually, I don't think that is an exaggeration. Unmitigated disaster is precisely the right term. Well, let's go over what happened again, shall we? We're here at this conference for an exchange of knowledge between the royalty and nobility of other nations. A fair, equal exchange. As the director of the conference said, everyone here is on equal footing. It only took one person to say, "Oh, but someone here does not have feet," for everyone to decide that I can't be taken seriously. Anytime I said anything, anything at all, I was met with some sort of pun about snakes. It is only the first day of the conference, and already racism has been established as an acceptable discourse. If that is not an unmitigated disaster, then I shudder to imagine what you think qualifies. I'm sorry to snap at you, it's just humbling, I suppose. It makes me realize just how fortunate I have been to meet the exact people I have. People who were either open-minded enough to accept Alamia as a business partner, or greedy enough to be more interested in how I could make them rich. I almost forgot that luck had as much to do with my success as skill. That is quite flattering, my dear. You know, there are wealthy people who would pay you just to say things like that to them all day. In fact, you may be better off living with one of these other nobles. Being a Lamia in a human-dominated part of the world is always going to leave me at a disadvantage. No, you are correct. I should not say that. I am happy to have you in my employ, and I'm more than capable of providing for your needs. I'm just so discouraged right now. At any rate, I think the obvious thing to do is just to leave. Well, what other choice do I have? Nobody is taking me seriously. I cannot contribute in any way, and if I simply sit and listen the whole time, they'll just gossip about me being clueless and useless. Oh, believe you me, gossip can matter quite a bit when it's between powerful people like those assembled here. The reputation is crucial for a noble, and it's been difficult enough for me to maintain mine without exposing myself to something like this. Fine. That is reasonable, I suppose. No reason to leave this very second, after all. It would be better to start our journey in the morning, after all. Turn things around? I certainly envy your optimism. It could not hurt to consider it. That much is true. Turn things around. How would I go about doing that? I cannot do it on my own. A single noble cannot simply demand that they be acknowledged. I would be seen as childish, and it would have the exact opposite effect. Ideally, I would need an ally. Someone who can back me. It could be as simple as having them asking that I be allowed to continue after I have been interrupted. Polite and non-confrontational. But it would stop these ignoramuses in their tracks. They could not do it again without being seen as boorish. The problem is finding that ally. It is rotten, rotten luck that nobody I know is attending the conference. I'd need to get someone on my side immediately. Another day of this would be disastrous for my reputation. I need to relax for a while. I cannot think like this. Please, go down to the kitchens and fetch me some tea, will you? You know the kind I like. No, no wine. I need to be completely sound of mind for this. And while I wait, perhaps I will listen to a little music. You were gone quite a while. Surely you could not have gotten that lost. Oh, you are looking quite pleased with yourself. What is this all about? I am not sure I understand. You think you have found an ally, as in... Oh, really? All on your own? And so soon? What exactly happened? Who is it? Lady Matreil. Yes, I believe I have heard of her. A noble from... I can't remember which country exactly. I know it is part of the Eastern Kingdom's alliance. As I recall, she was instrumental in the alliance's formation. And wait, you're saying she wants to help? What on earth did you say to her? That is certainly a straightforward approach. And why did you choose her? Did you even know who she was? Kind eyes. Not usually the best way to judge a person's character. But she is highly respected, and she is well known as a wise and just woman. So who am I to argue with good results? Did she tell you which room she's staying in? I assume she is interested in meeting with us. Fantastic. That should work quite nicely. Oh, of course, the tea. Thank you. That cannot have been easy for you. Approaching a perfect stranger who is certainly rich and powerful and asking for a favor. It takes a great deal of bravery to do what you have done. Thank you. You know, this reminds me of something. A challenge I faced early in my career. and one that proved extremely important to my success. I had just been put in charge of my first caravan. Of course, calling it the caravan was quite generous. It was actually two medium-sized carts. Of course, the main reason I was in charge was so that I could create a regular trade route with my Lamia kin in this lake desert. You will recall, of course, that they would not allow humans in unless they were accompanied by a Lamia. As much as I complain about the closed-mindedness of humans, my own people are potentially far worse. I always knew that law would be problematic. My presence could not always be guaranteed, especially if I wanted to ever have more than one caravan. I needed to change Lamia law to allow humans in unaccompanied if I wanted to have any kind of real success in my new career, which isn't something easily done. Lamia are ruled by matriarchs. In this case, the title is quite literal. A single Lamia matriarch can be responsible for birthing hundreds of children. It might have been easier if I could have struck a deal with my own mother, but she lived deep in the desert. We needed a deal with a matriarch who lived near the border. She alone would have the authority to decide who entered. But it is dangerous to question a matriarch's decision, especially for a Lamia as young as I was. It was terrifying, to say the least. My whole upbringing and even my very instincts told me not to do it. But to my surprise, the matriarch was amused by my boldness and intrigued by the advantages of my deal offered. I suppose I'm telling you all this to say that, in a way, you remind me of myself. In some ways, you are stronger than I was. My future depended on seeking the favor of powerful people. You did not have stakes that were quite so high, but you could easily have just followed my orders. You wouldn't have been any worse off if you had not approached Lady Matreil. So, thank you, my servant, my dearest. You've proven yourself worthy at every turn. Ever since your very first day where you passed my test, you have a very bright future ahead of you.